Back in April, KUNR talked to Alicia Tanner, the owner of This and That Marketplace in Gardnerville, about the impact of COVID-19 on her business. This and That Marketplace is a retail location that hosts many small businesses, selling a variety of home goods, along with refurbished furniture and other items. Previously, Tanner expressed concern about low sales and declining foot traffic. KUNR's Jaden Perez checked back in with Tanner to see what's happened since then.
You had mentioned in your email that you might be closing in the next few weeks. Do you mind explaining what happened in the past few months?
We were closed from March to May, and that was a loss of income for us. We were unable to make any sales during that time. We tried online. We had very minimal success with that. When we reopened in May, it has been extremely slow. We, on average, have done maybe $1,000 in sales in the month for May, June, and July. So obviously that's not enough to keep a retail location operating. I've had to pick up a full-time job in order to kind of keep the doors open the way I have the last few months. There's been no funding from federal government for us, no funding from state and local government for us. And so without the proper funds, we're looking at being forced to close our doors. And it's unfortunate. I mean, the business has been operating for 3 years, and we were just breaking even before coronavirus hit us.
There were supposed to be like funds for small businesses and things along those lines. What's the process trying to apply for those?
The first one was essentially a grant for small businesses, and you could be offered $1,000 to $10,000, and it was based upon how many employees you had. I'm the sole owner. I open and close the store. I don't have any employees. So you went online, filled out the information that they requested, which was pretty basic information. So that was the first one. Then there was the Paycheck Protection Plan. If you didn't have employees, you were not eligible for that. I tried at Wells Fargo and a few other banks in town, and they all told me the same thing. So we were stuck. There was no other alternatives for it. There was no other funding offered to any of us.
What do you think Gardnerville will look like a month or year from now if businesses continue going the route they've been going?
I don't think it's going to look very pretty. We're going to have a lot more businesses closing doors. We're going to have empty buildings. The cute and adorable little retail shops are all going to disappear. You know, these are the things that, especially in Gardnerville, Minden, we have residents and visitors that come and spend hours shopping at our small shops. And I think that in the future, it may not be as popular of an activity for people because there's not going to be a whole lot of them left.
What's kept you going every day?
I have tremendous support system within my business from the local merchants that are inside the store. They're the ones that I keep hoping and fighting for, because at the end of the day, none of them are able to do craft shows this year. They're not making any money. So by me closing my doors, it's not affecting just my pocket. It's affecting, you know, over 75 other small businesses. So the hope that I can continue going forward and helping them is what has been keeping me going and strong and trying to figure out the different ways to keep the doors open. And we'll see. I'm still hopeful. It is what it is, though, at this point.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for asking me to do this.
That was KUNR's Jaden Perez speaking with Alicia Tanner, the owner of This and That Marketplace.